Rave Radio. Hi, folks. Joel Rollins back with Rave Radio, and I'm here with Joe Stopka. Joe is with Starin Marketing, and he has some interesting props with him. So, Joe, how's the show going for you, and what is it that we're looking at?
Well, the show's going well so far. In fact, I was quite surprised how quickly the crowd got back to our booth. We're back in booth 4836, and right by the 4900 mark, you can see us back there. And I am here to talk about Mipro Portable PA products. And they are basically battery-operated PA systems that have wireless microphones and some sort of media player, either a USB playback device off of a memory stick, or we have CD players in some, we have Bluetooth players in others. So it's just depends on which model you get. And you can see the little model right I have right next to me. It's called the MA303.
That's really great. I need one of these for the podcast booth.
Yes, you do. Maybe we can arrange to get one over
I'll
here.
I'll bet we could arrange that. So tell me a little bit about Mipro's background and Mipro and Starin. Where that?
Okay, Mipro is a manufacturer in Taiwan that is pretty well known in the wireless microphone industry. In fact, they have designed, developed, and built products, wireless microphone products, for other pretty prominently known manufacturers, brand names here in the U.S. I won't name any of them because it's just
darn.
Be,
that's what I was.
I can tell you off the mic. But they're an incredible company. The founder of the company is kind of a wireless guru in Asia as far as wireless microphone technology goes. And they developed these portable PA systems just out of necessity when you're in a remote area. You want to communicate. You want to play some music or something like that. And they want to run off a battery. That's what these do. They'll run for 6 to 8 hours on a full charge. And as you flip them around, like on the backside, there's usually a wireless receiver or some type of playback device in the back of them. Our larger units are very successful. We sell them very successfully through our resellers to the education markets, like the PE teachers, the band directors in the U.S. for the marching bands. But we also dabble in some really unique markets. One of our very strong markets is the funeral and cemetery market. And people look at me, they're like, oh, that the typical line is, yeah, people are dying to hear that system, of course. You knew that was coming.
I actually knew that was coming. I once did the annual meeting for a company called Batesville Casket.
Oh, sure. And Batesville,
and
Indiana, yeah.
Absolutely, Batesville. And the technicians are at the back of the room saying, wow, it's the spring line. People are dying to get them.
That's right. I got into that market in a very interesting way. I coached travel baseball. One of my associate coaches was a former professional baseball player that, when he retired, went into mom and dad's 50-year-old funeral business. Of course, you'd ask questions like, what do you do for a living? I'd say, I'm in sound. He goes, you got something I could use out in the graveyard, for memorial services? I said, yes. So he says, Joe, you need to meet the guys who sell me other supplies, for whatever they use, embalming fluid or whatever. And about 3 months later, I'm at like a national funeral director show, kind of like
I've done this show.
Yeah.
I've done this show.
And here I am in the corner of this reseller's booth, with the hearses on one side, Batesville caskets on the other, and me, my little PA systems over here. And we ended up selling 60 systems at that show, and that was the launch into the funeral market. So,
One of the things that we found really interesting about that trade show is that funeral directors can be really fun people.
Oh, they're a
blast. I was shocked by it because you expect them to be somber.
Stoic, yeah.
And that's apparently a persona.
Yeah, right. So, they're just regular folks like us. I mean, and what's interesting about other markets like that is that those types of businessmen are all always looking for something to differentiate them from their competition, just like in any other industry. So a simple technology like this. But here's what's interesting about going into those markets with this product for our AV integrators, is that this will open the door sometimes to other business, because that particular customer who's very shy when it comes to technologies, audio and video, he can grasp this really quickly because it's simple. And then what happens is 6 months later, that integrator or whoever sold them this portable system is now doing a $15,000 or $18,000, $20,000 full AV integration system in the funeral home.
Absolutely. I mean, because one of the things that's really happened in funeral homes are things like cameras for remote web viewing of services, things
Absolutely.
Like that. So,
yeah.
So it is. I mean, So what you're saying is MyPro can lead us into some great niche markets.
A lot of other business. I found that when a customer is, one of our resellers is looking for a simple, non-techie way to get in to build a relationship with a new customer, whether it be in education, or it may be in like parks and recreation, or it might be like Sandals Resorts use these for Beach Olympics. You know, you get in with a simple product like this, now you're doing like AV integration for their entire facility. You know, you're doing digital signage, and you're, you know, so it's a simple way to kind of step into that and make that customer feel comfortable with that integrator by selling them a simple solution like this. But by the way, it's not just like one box sales. Like we had one of our customers walk into a very large urban school district to talk to the buyer for the music programs and showed them the system. And that buyer says, you know, we're not ready to buy one of these right now, but go down the hall and the buyer for the PE department is about to cut a PO. And we sold like 160 systems, our larger systems, to it. It was like $150,000 sales. I mean, there's those opportunities that are out there just by knocking on doors.
So what's the breadth of the MyPro line? I mean, we're looking at this great little package here.
This is kind of in the middle lower end of our products. We have other products that look like this, only considerably larger. This is like a 70-watt unit. We go up to like 300 watts in our larger units. Some of our larger units, I'll give you two model numbers, the MA-708 and 808. They're significant in our line because they allow you to put in modules that will give you up to four wireless mics, CD player, MP3 player, but it also has a slot for a wireless transmission module. So you can use one of those as your core unit and then wirelessly transmit in any direction up to 1,000 feet and have any of these be the receiving unit. So if you think about a flea market or a fairground or a parade route where you need to get sound and you don't want wires laying all over the street
sure.
for safety issues, you could wirelessly transmit over a large area.
So you're talking about being able to build a full PA system that's entirely wireless.
And running on a battery.
Wow.
So, you know, 6 to 8 hours, and then we actually have some options on the bigger ones.
Don't let any of my friends in rental hear that because it'll reduce the labor billing.
Well, yeah, but you know what? The profitability might go up, and, you know, and it opens the door for other opportunities. That's kind of what MyPro does.
So you've got this great shirt on with MyPro on one side and Starin on the other.
Yeah.
Talk about the relationship.
Well, Starin, I work for Starin. We are the importer for North America on MyPro, so we are the sole supplier to the North America for MyPro products. In essence, we're the manufacturer here in the U.S. for MyPro. We handle all service distribution, billing, and all that. I personally have been with Starin, with Jim Starin, since the very beginning, 26 years. So we're 26 years in business. You've met our president, Bill Mullen.
I have. We've had a couple of very long talks.
Yeah, Bill runs the company, and I've known Bill for many years. Bill's been involved, we were involved together in the music industry, publishing and producing music, and so I've known Bill that way for many, many years. But I've been with Jim. Jim's been like my big brother in the business. So, and it's been a great company.
It's nice to have a family.
And as you know, with Starin, if you take a look at our line card, we have some incredible product lines, some leading technologies in other areas.
It's a huge pantheon of product, actually.
Right.
Now, what's new for MyPro here at the show?
MyPro, we actually had, this would be one of the newest ones, the MA-303. We unfortunately didn't get a brand new product that we'll have by the end of summer called a 505. And the big thing about the 505, it's a larger version of this, but it has Bluetooth receiver, and so you can stream music from your iPhone or iPad, right directly wirelessly without you having to wire it up. So that's kind of the newest feature. Everyone's looking for Bluetooth.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, absolutely.
Kind of.
I mean, I'm a Bluetooth crazed nut, actually. Yeah, yeah. From my car to my home streaming system to my everything's Bluetooth.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that was the kind of the new thing that didn't quite make the show, but we'll have it by the end of the summer. And you know, we're looking for more opportunities to show. I would have to say that one of the some of the best tools that we have available for our reseller customers is that we have a series of marketing flyers and that are geared towards specific markets, like that funeral cemetery market, like the parks and recreation markets, like the you know, like playgrounds, cruises, golf courses. And what we can do is we can customize those flyers with our customers' logos and contact information, so then they can use those either as e-blast or as direct mail pieces to pursue those particular markets. So we're always in there trying to help them. And of course, they have me. Everybody at our company calls me Mr. MyPro, but that's easier sometimes
Mr.
to remember.
Mr. MyPro.
My name.
Folks, we are talking to Mr. MyPro
that's
here.
That's right.
So what booth are you in again?
We are in booth 4830.
You have my pro product on exhibit?
Right? Hold on, I got to remember. What's our booth number? I think it's 4830, yeah. Yeah, we have. I have several other MyPro products there, and you know, then you'll see some of the other Starin products there. So it's, you know, come by and talk to us. And
I also wanted to say thank you to you and to Bill for Starin is sponsoring these podcasts for the show.
Oh, no problem. We thoroughly enjoy what you guys are doing. And
but I'm surprised that you hadn't already brought me one of these.
Well, you know what? By the end of the day, I think we can arrange that.
That would be great. Yeah. Anything you want to add about what MyPro's plans are?
You know, we're looking to develop some products that will be a little bit more geared towards the fixed installation, but with wireless transmission, maybe some outdoor things that could go into downtown municipalities for maybe type of evacuation, safety evacuation type of products. And we're kind of getting them to think a little bit in that direction. Maybe some larger scale PA systems that are still battery operated, that, you know, have maybe some greater fidelity for live music performances and stuff like this. We do have some people who are using these for live performance, but in my opinion, and being in pro audio for so many years, this would be more communications audio and that kind of
absolutely
stuff. You know, speech, voice lift systems in the classrooms, that type of stuff. So, but yeah, we're kind of heading in those directions. They're a great company, great bunch of people. We're gonna have some more wireless mic type technologies coming. You know, you'll see happening here this year. So
you have any great plans for the rest of the show?
To try and make sure that I eat and drink properly.
Yeah.
So I can survive this.
That's not easy to do here.
Yeah, no. Yeah, got to keep drinking a lot of liquids out here in
Las Vegas will dry. I have a whole bunch. I run an integrator in New York, and I have a whole bunch of my people here. And one of the first things I told them was, if you haven't been to Las Vegas, drink more water than you think
ever
you need.
Yeah.
Because we've actually had cases of dehydration right here on the floor.
How do you see other vendors like us utilizing some of the things that you guys are doing? Where do you see this going?
Well, I mean, one of the things that's been great about being involved with Rave is, literally speaking, as you know, we can the whole show. I mean, we'll have about 1,200 product videos out of this show.
That's awesome.
So one of the things that I was talking to Gary last night that has been really, really interesting is not just that there are literally thousands and thousands of people at home watching this show through Rave,
right?
But that people who come to the show's gotten so big you can't see it all anymore.
That's
so they
true.
Go home. We have this giant burst during the show of people going to the website to see the new products that are being released at the show that they can't get anyplace else. And then people get home and they essentially use the website to see the rest of the show and the things that they missed.
Or refresh their memory on maybe something they saw. Because I think you guys are coming to the booth later to do a video version of this, so which is terrific. So that's great, great news. We're really excited to be involved with you guys.
Well, we're excited to have you involved.
Thank you.
And this has been a great look, and we will stop by the booth and talk to you there.
Thanks for letting me blab about MyPro.
Thanks, Joe.
Take care.
Thanks for being with us.